Jason.
Hi and good day everyone, it's McAlgan again on Monday 27th of February. And this boo is in a response boo, another response boo for today, to an excellent boo from Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog. Paul just done a boo on basically the alcohol problem in Ireland, and he went on at great length, and probably great insight into how things came about. He gives a little bit of history about where he suspected the drink problems that Ireland has at the moment, where it came from. To be honest with you, and this is directed straightly at Paul, I didn't know that Ireland had a drink problem. I really didn't. I know Scotland's got a drink problem. We have a real problem over here, and I'm not going to try and take this away from Paul's bill. I'll just come right back to it. But living in Scotland, and I see what goes on here, and it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And whether you agree with his policies or not, Alex Salmond, SNP, has, and his party have tried to implement this price, not price fixing, but the price increments on alcohol to try and cut down on the abuse that's going on with drink just now. Drink is so cheap if you buy from supermarkets. It's just so cheap, it's unbelievable. It's actually now, it's cheaper than milk, and probably cheaper than petrol, and probably cheaper than all the other, what we call, everyday consumables. So, obviously, I'm aware of the problems in Scotland. When Alex Salmond got knocked back on that by the usual suspects, who only disagreed with it, his policy, simply because that's what they do. They just want to disagree with him. Not whether they believe it, just a matter of political interest is to disagree with everyone he says. And we really need to do something about that. So, going back to Paul's. And I apologise, Paul, if I've kind of distracted from you, but well, I'll talk a little bit about it. I really didn't know that Ireland had such a problem. I always believed that Ireland, the Irish, drank Guinness and the occasional malt or whiskey. Baileys, you're not going to get drunk in Baileys, unless you drink bottles of this stuff. But Guinness, now, I don't drink now. I will take a real ale pint when I'm out. But I used to drink a lot. Growing up young and through my years of raising a family, and I did drink to excess, and yes, it is an addiction, absolutely Paul, it is an addiction. I was never an alcoholic, but I don't suppose I was that far away from it at certain times. But when I did drink initially, a younger man, it was always pints, and we would drink pints of heavy, pints of lager, pints of this and that. And to be honest with you, Paul, when I started drinking Guinness, Guinness is so easy to drink, it slips over, not like the gassy, blow your gut out heavies and lagers that was available in the market and still is today. Guinness is a stout. And I found it very easy to drink, but I could drink 9 and 10 pints of Guinness. Yes, I'd be very happy. I'd have a good glow. But I was never ill. I was never up or down with it, and I was never sick, and I never got angry with it. But when I was drinking the, as I call, the chemical cocktails, that is the other beers that are sold on tap. Yes, when you drunk 9 or 10 pints of that, I would be, pretty well gone. Invariably, I'd have a sorry head in the morning. My guts would feel rotten. And I would probably be sick if I just had that little bit too much. But what I noticed about it was the aggression. When we drunk that, it did cause you to, for some reason, to bring out this, say, inane need to have a go. I don't mean have a go in the physical sense all the time, but have a go verbally. The slightest thing would tip me over the balance. And I put it down purely to these beers being chemical, but The fact that Ireland has a problem, and as you said, you gave us a little insight into where you suspect it came from, I just find it so hard to believe. I've never heard anybody talking about the drink problems in Ireland. Of course, I don't stay there. I've holidayed there many a time. And you mentioned Listowel, which is a beautiful place and a very popular small town. And you mentioned the drink problems there. I know what goes on in Listowel, by the way, Paul. The singles, the international singles, is it a week or a weekend? I can't quite remember now. Where couples come from all over to meet up, from all over the world to meet up and hopefully grab a husband, a wife, or a long-term partner. So I know Listowel well, and I've been there several times, and I've been in the pubs when the music's been going till late at night. I've never seen any problems. Yeah, people get a little bit drunk, but that's just, these things happen. But to be honest, I've never even heard in all my travels in Ireland, never heard anybody even mention the fact that they had a big alcohol problem. And it does surprise me. But it still relates to what's going on just now in the whole country. I think every country in the UK and Ireland has a massive problem with drink. As you said, you made reference, Paul, to the Continentals. Yep, and I've been to Italy two or three times. I spent nearly 2 weeks in Rome. And people there would sit down with something to eat with or drink. The problem we've got here is we tend to drink rather than eat. I know so many people that if, when they're going to the pub, they just go to the pub. They're going out to get drunk or they're going out to just drink. But the Continentals don't do that. I'm not saying none of them do that, but in general they don't, because they were reared in a different culture. They're reared up with food and wine, table wine. And they carry that on into their ages. And so when they go out, it's something to eat with a drink. So they're constantly putting something into their stomach. We have, our culture is the total opposite. It is just drink, drink, drink. How many times have you seen people just throwing up? And that's because the stomach was empty or near empty, and they started swilling all kinds of beer and spirits and cocktails and God knows whatever else. And they think that a packet of salted peanuts or pork scratchings, I'll see them through the night. And we all know that doesn't bloody work. Excuse my French. So I think it was a great boo, Paul, highlighting the drinking problem. I think it's a great topic. And as I said, I've had my own problems with drink in the past when I was certainly drinking too much. And I'm quite sure that many, many people who are even on audio boo either have problems or have had problems, either themselves or somebody they live with. And it is an absolutely terrible thing, and it really needs to be talked about in the open. People need to start recognising that there is a problem with drink in our nation. And that we really need to sort it out. We really need to look to the continent and say, look, this is how we should live. Pubs, if I had my way, I wouldn't shut all pubs down, but I would change the culture in pubs. And really, landlords should be promoting a healthy night, if you like. Surely they can't be happy with all these people coming in there in the evenings and weekends and just getting absolutely pissed. Fighting in the pub, being sick everywhere, messing the toilets up, and just generally ruining everything for everybody else and ourselves. And that's also part of the culture. Why on earth do landlords put up with that themselves? Why don't they try and educate their customers? The government, there's far too much money, there's far too much revenue tied up in drink. It was the same with cigarettes. How long did it take the government to be forced into even issuing a warning on, or to force companies to issue a warning on cigarette packets that it was unhealthy for you? Now, I don't know the last time I actually looked at a bottle of beer, a can of beer, a can of spirits. Maybe somebody will correct me, but I can't remember ever seeing a visual warning on a can of beer or a bottle of beer saying, the contents of this could be bad for your health. Now, apart from that, and drawing your awareness to that. But then if you're going to drink, same as the smokers, you're just going to bloody ignore it, aren't you? But the point is, they're not even doing it, to my knowledge. And it may take years and years before they even do it. And even now, they're still fighting over whether they're going to do anything with the pricing, because they gain far too much revenue from it. It's just something that I think you'll get by the gist of my... the way I'm talking about it. It's something that really annoys me. I've been through it, and there was no help for me. And as I said before, I wasn't an alcoholic, and that's not just denying it for a sake. I never was, but I was very, very fond of drink. Unfortunately, I stopped it quite a long, long while ago, and have treated myself for a little pint of real ale or the old odd malt whiskey, and that would be a very small one, and usually only at an occasion. But the point is, if the governments continue to be greedy over the revenue over drink, because they have lost so much revenue over the people who gave up smoking because they were forced to enforce that campaign, now they're holding on with their fingernails onto the revenue that's coming from drink. And if they're forced to do something about that and they start losing revenue, they'll start avoiding other issues about health. Now, we could go on at great length, and I'm sorry, I've rabbited on a little bit about this, but it's very close to my heart, that the health system that we have, the national health system, the hospitals, how much do you think is being wasted in taxpayers' money every single week on treating people through drink? Now, I'm not going back to cigarettes at this moment, that was a different issue. But with drink alone, drink-related issues, whether it's a drunk guy who's smashed his head up by falling, or fighting, or crashing a car, or killing somebody in a car, or maiming somebody, and that is every day, every week, every month of the year in this country. And what does the government do about it? Nothing. Look at the laws regarding drink driving. I'm sorry, I think I'm taking this a little bit too far, because basically it's detracting probably from Paul's original boo, and I apologise for that, Paul. I shall leave it at that and just say that it's a damn shame if Ireland has a problem. We've got a big enough problem, and I'm quite sure England and Wales have big problems. So I'm really sorry for harping on at great length at this. And I did enjoy Paul's boo. Unfortunately, Paul's boo stirred something in me, a bit like, and don't take this in reference to your boo, Paul, but a bit like dog shit on your shoes while I stand looking at two people with dogs in the park, and I'm just watching to see, and they look a bit suspect. Yeah, I think she's been forced to lift the thing up, yeah, by her gloves. So obviously, if I hadn't turned around at that precise moment, they were going to walk on. My God, I get angry about things like this. Just as angry about what's going on with drink. So, thanks again, Paul, for an excellent boo. And I wonder if other people would be happy to come on and relate to how they feel about it. Maybe not just get as angry and wound up as what I obviously do or did. So, I'll leave it at that. Other boos to do today and many other to listen to. So, enjoy your day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.